Sean Rabosa. Today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Lamed Tes. We are holding here on the bottom of Kuf Lamed Chesim Beis. We just mentioned that a drasha that the Torah will Lachmon Litzlan be forgot from Am Yisrael, based on a couple of psukim. But the Gemara now is going to say that no, it may not be true. Right? Perhaps you could learn differently. So the Gemara, we're here by Tanya, which is let's see here, where is it? Yeah, three lines up. I was looking at Ditanya, which is like five lines up, but that's not it. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Omer, right? Rashbi, Chas v'shalom shetishtochach Torah miYisrael. It's a Barry Weber song, I think, like this. But either way, the Chas v'shalom, the Torah will be forgotten. Shenemar, Kilos yishokach mi bizaro, won't be forgotten from your children. Right? What does that pasuk mean that we learned before that said that Am Yisrael will forget the Torah? So shelo yimatzu halacha brura u'mishnah brura b'makom echad. That you won't find the clear halacha, and it won't be so pasha what the halacha is and what the teachings are, but you have to work for it. But lemaisa, but they won't chas v'shalom forget the Torah, right? Am Yisrael will have to put a little effort in. There'll be machloksim, and you have to understand this mahalach, that mahalach. Right? You won't have an easy time of it. But chas v'shalom, the Torah should be forgotten. Tanya will learn the brayso. Rabbi Yossi bar Elisha Omer in Ra'isa Dor Shel Tzoros Rabbos Ba'al Tzoros. If you have a generation when you have a lot of tzoros going on, so tzei uvdog b'dayne Yisrael. Go check the judges in that generation. So shekol paranos sheba la'olam lo ba ela bishvil dayne Yisrael, because all of the troubles come because of the judges. Shenamar shimuna zos roshei b'nai Yisyakov v'gatzine b'es Yisrael. Hamas Abin Mishpat, Veskol Hay Yishara Yakshu, Bonatsion Badami Yishalayim Ba'avla, Roshel Bashochad, Yishpatu, Vakoanab Mechir Yoru, Nivyah, Bekasav Yiksimu, Vyalashem Yishainu. Basically, they're talking about how the judges will be bribed and the Kohanim will, as we know, the Kohanim were. After the Hashmonaim, the Kohen Gadol was appointed based on wealth, and the Neviim will take money, and all these bad things will be going on. Rishayim him elishem talu bitchonam b'mish amavaya olam. Right, the Rishayim, but they trust in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, i.e., assuming that he'll forgive them. But the Meister, right? If the judges are corrupt, so then the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to punish us. So the Fichach Mevi Kosh Baruch Hu Leim Shalosh Puranos. Therefore, Kosh Baruch Hu brings them three Puranos. Keneged Shalosh Averos Shebiyadam. Mida Keneged Mida. Again, we said three things: that the judges take Shochad, the Kohanim will judge also. Again, a type of Shochad. The Kohanim will take some Shochad, and the prophets also will take the Neviim will also take money. So Kosh Baruch Hu will do three sins: Mida Keneged Mida. Shneimar Pazik says. That Am Yisrael is plowed over, Yerushalayim is ruins, and the Beis Hamikdash is like a forest, right? Like it's destroyed. The Ena Kosh Baruch Hu writes, how does that mean the Kneged Mida? So again, that's how does that work? Mida Kneged Mida. So the Sanhedrin sat in the Beis Hamikdash. So that's the judges. I guess the Kohanim, well, maybe the Kohanim is the Beis Hamikdash, I'm not sure. The prophets is the entire nation, is Eretz Yisrael. I'm not sure if the Kohanim is Yerushalayim and the judges are the Beis Hamikdash, or some of the judges are Yerushalayim and the Kohanim are the Beis Hamikdash. Okay, either way, Melech Kosh Baruch Hu will treat this Midik and Eged Midah and destroy, Rachman al-Islam, destroy the land. Vena Kosh Baruch Hu, Masha Shechinaso al Yisrael, Ad Sheyichlu Shoftim V'Shotrim Raim Yisrael. Kosh Baruch Hu only puts his presence on Am Yisrael when there are no corrupt shotrim and shoftim. Shotrim are the police officers that enforce what the court decides. Shnemer v'ashiva yadi alayich v'tzov kabor sigayich v'asir kol biladayich bidi alayich v'ashiva shavtayich kibishmanav yatzayich kamat chila. Like we say every day in Shmoneh Esrei, that Kosh Baruch Hu will only come if we have yashar shoftim. Amar Ula Ula said in Yerushalayim Nifda El Bitzdaka. We're dealing with the 9 days nowadays, so certainly something that's to remember. There are a lot of organizations asking for tzedakah nowadays. I myself am heavily involved in one fundraising campaign. So Yerushalayim will be redeemed through tzedakah. Shneimar Tzion B'Mishpat Tifda V'Shaveh Bitzdaka. Okay. Amar Papa. If the Yihire, if the arrogant ones are gone, so the Amgushe will be gone as well. What is that? What are Amgushe? So let's just see Rashi. If you look at the Yehore, what is that? Fascinating. Fourth wide line on top there. Yisrael mit Yaharim bebloris uvamabushe Yihirus kiprashim alalu. When Jews dress and wear their hair like people who are not from, either Goyim or people who are, arrogant. Right? So when we wear, when we don't dress like Jews, when we start blending into the normal society, that's the arrogant ones, that's the Yihirei. So when they disappear, so then the Amgushi will disappear. What are that? Rashi says, Mesisim umedichim ham masnirosan. The seducers and the people, the anti-Semites who hate us. Right? Fascinating. So that's reminiscent of Joshua. I heard, I think it's in the name of the Rav, or I forget exactly who it is. I forget who, it's a famous mimer, maybe it's Joel Salanta, that when the Jews start, kind of dressing and being like the Goyim, like kind of blending in, trying to assimilate and be like the Goyim, so Kosh Baruch Hu forces the issue and reminds us that we are in fact different. So this mimer says the same thing, that when you have the Bali Gaiva, who are the ones who dress and wear their hair like the Goyim, so then they will stop hating us, right? The people, they will stop hating us once we stop doing that. Once we dress and we kind of keep to who we are as Jews and be proud of that, so then they will stop hating us. Okay, very fascinating, Gemara. E butlu yihir, sorry. So then e butlu daine butlu gizar pati. And if the judges were corrupt, so they're gone. So then the gizar pati. Rashi says, "Nokshe shotrei ovi kacharim." That's the officers of the avodah zara that persecute and make laws against the Jews. So if our corrupt judges are gone, then their corrupt judges and officers will also disappear. E butli hirei, again, if the arrogant ones disappear, butli am gushe. What is that? How do you know that? The clear pasuk says, "Vetzrof kabor sigayich." E butli dani butli gar fizi gizir pati. What's that pasuk? The clear v'sir hashem mishpatera pina oivay. Amar Rabbi Maloi Mishum Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shema. My the clear, what does it mean when the pasuk says, "Shavar Hashem matei rishayim shevet moshlim"? Hashem has broken the staff of the rishayim. Shavar Hashem Mater Rishayim Elu Dayanim Shenasu Makel Lechazenehem. That's Hashem breaks the staff of the Rishayim. That's the judges who are sticks in the hands of the Chazen. Is the cantor, but it means here the officers, meaning the judges take bribes and then they become like the tools in the hands of the people who want to shape society. Shevet Moshlim Elu Tamid Chachamim Shevet Mishpachos Adayanim. And these are Tamid Chachamim who are in the families of the judges. They're all corrupt. It's a one big corrupt family messing over on Israel. Marzutra Omar, Marzutra said, "El Tamid Chachamim Shemalandim Hilchos Tzibur the Danei Bur." These are the Tamid Chachamim, not necessarily related to the corrupt judges, but who are teaching these on the Bur is an Amaretz. So they're teaching the Amei Aretz to be judges, and obviously they don't know how to do that. They don't know how to be a judge, so that's inappropriate. That's going to have problems with Am Yisrael. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Maloi Mishum Eish Lakish. My dechtiv, what does it mean when the pasuk says ki kapehem ninog alu badam uvitzu sam ba'avon shivso sam divu sheker l'shonem avla tege ki kapehem no budam. What does that mean? Elu dayanim, that's the judges that are corrupt. That's v'sam ba'avon elu sofrei dayanim, that's the people who are writing down in the court, right? The note taker, whatever the word is, I forget. The note taker in the court. Siso Seich and Dibu Shaker, that's the Orchei Dayanim, that's the lawyers. Lashonchem Avlotega, that's Balidinim. Even the Balidinim are lying and messing with the court justice system. And everything is corrupt, and the Kosh Baruch Hu is not happy. The Amar Rabbi Malai, Mishum Rabbi Yitzchak Migdala, Miyom Sheperish Yoshlif, Me'ezachov Lo Tam Tom Yayim. Okay, as long as we're talking about this Rabbi Maloi, Mishum Rabbi Yitzchak, I guess it's just Rabbi Maloi, right? Once we're talking about him, so we might as well say some other things. Yeah. So the day that Yosef was separated from his brothers, he didn't drink any wine. The Chiv of the Kokot Nizir Achav, right? Yaakov was blessing Yosef at the end of his life. God says in the Kokot Nizir Achav, he literally means that he should be. He was exiled from his brothers, but Nizir obviously means a Nazir. The day he was exiled, he became a Nazir. Meaning, it could be. I don't know if it's just for wine, because again, there is a Rashi over there that says that Yosef was curling his hair when his father was mourning for him. So it could be that Mamash was full on Nazir, but at least over here it says that he didn't drink wine. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Amar Af Hein Lo Tam Utam Yain. So too the brothers didn't drink wine. The Chetiv Pasuk says Vayishtu Vayishakru Imo. Fascinating pasuk. If you ever paid attention, when Yosef Atzadik brought the brothers in the second time after they brought Binyamin, so he brought them to a feast, and the Torah says they all got trashed with him. That they drank wine, they all got drunk. Fascinating, right? Unbelievable, right? What does that have to do with anything? Very peculiar, curious detail. So, but the Gemara, either way, Darshan Zal, Mekadad Haino, right? Until that point, they had not drunk wine. And only when they reunited did they actually drink. Now, at that point, they still didn't know he was Yosef, but okay, fine, details. V'idach, another, according to Malai, says, Shichr Tohavi, did I skip a little bit? Yeah, because Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina says, they didn't even drink wine, meaning Rabbi Malai says they didn't get drunk, and Rabbi Yossi said they didn't drink wine. So Rabbi Idach, and Rabbi Malai says they didn't get drunk, says, yeah, Shikras, Hadu Lahavi, Shti Ami Ahava, but they didn't get drunk, but they did drink wine. Rabbi Malai, Vizchai, Varachava, Samach, Belibo, another teaching, when Aaron went out to Moshe Rabbeinu, was happy about his promotion to be the Manhig, to be the Moshe and Shal Yisrael. The fact that he was happy and not jealous because Moshe was younger than him. So in that schuz, Zochel Choshen Mishpat Alibo, because he was happy in his heart, Aaron was Zochel to have the Choshen Mishpat, the Choshen over his heart. Okay. Shalach Le Bnei Baskar Lelevi. The people in the city of Baskar, was in the Chutz La'aretz, said to Levi, said, Kila Mahu, Kasusa Bakarma Mahu, and Mace Biyamtif Mahu. What's the din with a kila we talked about yesterday? Is a canopy? Are you allowed to spread it out on Shabbos? Is it no hell? Is it not? Kesusa v'karma, that's the din. Are you allowed to plant hops in a kerem, in a vineyard? What's the problem with that? So there's a din called clay a kerem. You're not allowed to plant a vineyard and other stuff that we'll see in a second. Other stuff that grows in the ground with the vineyard. Now the question is simply like this. That clay a kerem only applies to vegetables. It doesn't apply to trees. So how do you view hops? Because hops, the stuff that they make beer out of, is that a tree or a vegetable? Is that a grow from the ground or is it grow on a tree? So that was a kasha. Mace be yomtov ma'o. And what about, can you make a grave for a mace on yomtov? Can you bury a mace on yomtov? So speaking of the mace, the azel nachnav shi Levi. By the time the messenger got to Levi, they sent the shliach, the shalchulei, right? They sent the shliach. By the time the shliach got to Levi, so he passed away already. Amar Shmuel, the Rav Menasya, so Shmuel sent to Rav Menasya, I think, with a shin, I think. Icha kamta shalach lehu. If you know the answers, if you're smart enough to send the answers, so then send them back. So shalach lehu, so he sent back to them, kila, chazarno kotzide kila, v'lo matzino lo tzad heter, I found nothing to be matir akila. Right, fascinating. That's how he phrased it. Right? He tried to find a kula for that, but right, I found nothing to give make up. The Gemara says, one second. We learned yesterday. Rabbi Bar Yecheskel said that when you have some sort of rope or tied around the canopy, so then it's mutter. So fish ain't b'nei Torah. So he said that to them because apparently the people from Baskar, I'm not sure which one, were not for him. And if you gave them a kula, they were likely to jump to other kulas. So you didn't want to tell them that there was one way to do it, because the mastama, they may have gotten maybe messed up. The other din was kasusa bakarma irbuva, that the hops and vines in a vineyard is kilayim. So they asked, why don't you say like Rabbi Tarfon Shita? That's actually a machlokes. The Tanya, we learned in a brisa, kishos, the hops. Rabbi Tarfon Omer in the kilayim bekerem. It's not kilayim. The chachamim omer kilayim bekerem. They are kilayim bekerem. The kaimelon, and we learned that kol hanikol ba'aretz halacha kamasi b'chutz la'aretz. If you have a halacha that applies in Eretz Yisrael, the halacha also applies in chutz la'aretz. Midrabanan So if you have a Mekel Shita, so that's going to apply in Chutz La'aretz. So since Rabbi Tarfon is Mekel, and Bashkar, was located in Chutz La'aretz, so why don't you tell him the Kula? So the same idea, Lefisha Inam B'nei Torah, they were not from, so we were nervous, right, that they were going to get confused or go from hops to, I don't know, carrots, which is definitely also and a problem in a vineyard. Machritz Rav announced, Ha'iman Deboy L'Mizra, Chsusa B'Karma Lizra, that planting hops in a vineyard is mutter. Rav Amram Chasida Menagi Yerlovi, but no, Rav Amram Chasida would give lashes, Mestama Midrabanan, Malkus, I don't see over here, but usually Menagid is a language of Marcus Mardis Midrabanan. Okay, maybe not, maybe he thought it was also Midaraisa, I'm not sure. Rav Mesharshia Yadle Pruta Latino Gnachri Vizara. Rav Mesharshia would give a pruta to a guy Shakir, to let him do it. Why? So Rashi says, Kasavra Luchutzlar is Shari, because Bikaronu is Mutter, but he was afraid of Minas Ayin. Right? Kol Kamid Efshar Mishane Shal Yimdu Lahaka. Right? He was nervous that people would think, they see a Jew doing it, and they think, oh, that's Mutter, so other things might be Mutter, so he wanted to make sure that the kid would do it, and then nobody would get confused. So he says, "Litein le'latina Yisrael." So why not give it to a Jewish kid? So the Misrach, because it may end up getting messed up. He might do it later in life when he was an adult, right? He may not have realized, right? How many things do we do when we were kids? When we find out that they're actually usser, right? We grow up and find out that whatever we did as we were kids was actually usser. We have a hard time with it. We're like, what do you mean? I've been doing that my whole life. So, yeah, okay, but it was usher. So it's not so good to teach a kid something that's usher. I have leaked in Leila Gadol Nachri. So give it to a guy who's not a kid. So the Gemara says, Asi Nachlufi Bisrael. So people might think that the guy was a Jew and he was doing that malacha. Okay, fine. Mace, what about a mace? Or how about burying a mace on Yantiv? So Shalaklu, he said back to them, Mace, Lois Haskel Bailo, you don't even know how you can't have a Jew or a non Jew bury him. Lo Yantiv Rishon, Lo Yantiv Shane. Right, on neither day of Yom Tov. Gemara says, "Any really? We have the Farish Gemara's against that." Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Parshila, Amar Rav Asi, Uvda Hava Beis Kenishta De Maon Yom Tov Shem Samat LeShabbos. Something happened in the shul of Maon of Yom Tov that went into Shabbos. Floyd down to Emi Lefnei Ol Mecharab. I'm not sure which came first, meaning the Shabbos of Yom Tov or Yom Tov of the Shabbos. I'm not sure. I don't remember. The also the commit. I mean, this is the Gemara saying. They don't remember. The also the commit. Rabbi Yochanan. Remember, who is asking? Ba'amamin. Right. Let the Goyim do it. Ve'amar Rava. And Rava said, Mace. Be'amtav Rishon is asking ba'amamin. On the first day, Yantav Goyim can bury him. Be'amtav Sheni is asking ba'Yisrael. On the second day, as Gemara Beit said, the second on the Yantav Sheni, a Goy can do the Kruta. Ve'afilu Be'amtav Sheni Shal Rosh Hashanah. Even on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, which we hold is Yom HaRichta, that's the Gemara's again, the beginning of Beitza, that Beitza Shinol B'Yantif is Mutar and Yantif, on the second day Yantif, but not Mutar on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah is different, it's Yom HaRichta, right? Even in Eretz Yisrael, there are 2 days. So even on the second day of Yantif of Rosh Hashanah, you can have a goy buried in the body, Masha Ein Kei Beitza, which as we mentioned before, that Beitza, right, that's already, Mitzvah Shem will get there soon, maybe like a year or so, maybe less. Gemara's in Beitza, that you can't eat at Beit HaShanah LeDibyantif on the second day of Rosh Hashanah because it's Yom HaRichta, it's one long day. So why, what's the deal with the burying the kid? Why did he tell them you're not allowed to bury your body? Well, if you should eat B'nai Torah, again, the same idea, that they were concerned that, you know, if they, that was Mutter, they might say, and kind of jump to other kulas. And you do find this very often, Taka, that people who are, Rachman al-Slan, unaware of a halacha, so once they get a kula, they just be like, well, this is mutter, so I'm sure this is mutter also. Without knowing that they're totally different halachas, and this is not related to this whatsoever, they're just like, oh, this must be mutter, because this is mutter also. And unfortunately, that happens. The fact that Gemara was sensitive, and he said to them, no, don't do this, because, he didn't tell them why, but he said, don't do these 3 things, because it may lead to more kulas. Amar Rav Avin Bar Huna, Bar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Chama Bar Guria. Misatef adam bikila uve kaskasa. A person can wear a kila, a canopy, and its strings. Veyotzi reshus rabbi b'shabbos v'yino choshesh. He doesn't even have to, because he can even go out to reshus rabbi. Ma'ish nabi derabbi. Another Gemara says, 1 second. Rav Huna said that a similar thing is aser. And you're telling me that the strings, right? The strings seem not to be shaykh for wearing. Okay, the cloak, the canopy, again, it's clothing. But what's with the strings? Right? It seems to be also, right? Again, we can't carry out things that are not necessary. Why is that different from Rav Huna's case? If you go out with a talis, there is no tzitzis on Shabbos. Chayav chatos. If it's not, the tzitzis are not put on correctly, right? You have strings there, but it's not worn appropriately, and according to halacha, so you chayav chatos for the strings. It's the same thing over here, but when you're wearing a canopy with strings. So Gemara says, tzitzis to gabi talis, chashivi v'lobotle. Well, because tzitzis are chashiv. Right, that you wearing tzitzis at the end of a beged, that's not part of the beged, that's tzitzis. But these strings, lo chashivi butle, they're not chashiv at all, therefore they're butel to the canopy, to the kila, and therefore it's not considered as if you're even carrying them at all. Alright, that's definitely some lundis there to check out. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Marim Adam Al HaMishmeres, HaMishmeres Beyantif, Liplos Ba Rimone. We had said that according to the Chachamim, it's usher to put this strainer, this cloth strainer, over a kli on Shabbos, because it would make an ohel. Well, really, at the end of the Gemara, we said it was Ugdud Dechol. But, okay, either let's say Ugdud Dechol, you're not allowed to put this strainer over a barrel or some sort of kli on Yom Tov, on Shabbos also. But Rav Huna says that you can pull a little bit of the scam. You can pull a harava. That if you say, oh, I'm putting it here to hold rimonim, to hold pomegranates. And then all of a sudden, oh, look at this. I have a strainer over a kli. And now I can pour wine. So then this is tola b'shmarim. So you can use that once it's on. Amravashi, again, because we look at it individually. Meaning when you look at the action separately. When you put on the strainer to theoretically hold pomegranates, and then a minute later, 5 minutes later, oh, look at this. I can now strain the wine because we have a strainer on Yom Tov. Okay. Sorry, there's just seems to Rashi add something important. Right, so Rashi just pointed out, Rashi says, the lav of the dechol in there, because the way you do that, when you do that, it's not of the dechol. Because the way we explained it, that it's not, we explained it to the whole, according to some opinions, is an action that will lead you to do a malach. So if you put it on, i.e. to put rimonim in a bag, is not usser, there's no malach there. So technically, it's not with the whole, because you've now put this cloth over the barrel to hold pomegranates, and not to strain one. Okay. Amar Rashi, Rashi says, "Who the talib of rimonim? You actually have to do it. You actually have to put the rimonim in there, and then I guess take them out." So the Gemara says, "One second, why? Why should you have to actually do that action? My shnami haditanya. How's it different from the following? Matilin sheichar b'moed itzorach hamoed. You can make beer on chalamoed for Yom Tov. Shol itzorach hamoed also, but if it's not for Yom Tov, so then it's also. Right? Echad sheichar tamar, echad sheichar sorim. Whether you're making date beer or barley beer." Even if you have beer already, but what can you do? You can do a harama, right, and drink from the new beer. Right, even though you can't do it if you have beer already, I mean, and you want to make new beer, so you can basically scam around this iser and just drink some of it. And you just drink some of it on Yom Tov, right? Even if you wanted to make the new beer for after Yom Tov, so the scam you can do is simply drink some of the beer on Yom Tov. So Gemara says, but that's not comparable at all, right? Meaning the question is, so why over here you see that you don't actually have to do something, right? You don't have to actually put the rimonim in. You here, you have to drink the beer, but you don't have to do anything in the maisa of brewing the beer. That would imply that it's for Yom Tov. So the Gemara says, "Awesome, Lomo Chamilsa," because yeah, okay, by brewing beer, it's not clear from the action that what you're doing is usher, right? So you don't have to worry about it. You just do it, and then you'll drink it afterwards. But Awesome, Lomo Chamilsa. Here, when you put the strainer on, what do you use the strainer for? It's for straining wine. So you have to actually put the rimon in, the pomegranates in, to show that it technically wasn't put in to strain wine. Amru Rabban Rashi. So Chazimar Hai Suvra Me Rabban Rav Huna Bar Rabbi Chiyun Shmei. I saw this Talmud Chacham Rav Huna Bar Rav Chiyun. Rav Amrila Rav Huna Bar Rabbi Chalvin, or maybe that was who it was. What did he do? The Shakal brought the Suma Umanach Barbarza Didana. He took some garlic and put it in the stopper of a barrel, right, to kind of stop up the barrel. Va'amar Latzmiye Kami Chavne. He said, oh, I intended to put away the garlic. Right? And I happened to put it, where I'm keeping it, is in the plug of the barrel. Okay, that was a scam that he's allowed to put in the play, because, again, okay, that's what he pulled. But also, again, it definitely requires analysis why all of these haramas are different or are fine and look there, but okay, fine. V'azo v'nayim b'mavra, v'avra lach giso is sayer peire. Another Talmud Chacham went on a boat in order to cross a river to go to a field where he needed to watch his produce. All right, obviously that's not mutter. But what did he say? Ana l'meinam kamikavne. I wanted to go to sleep. Meaning he went to sleep on the boat, knowing that the boat was leaving. And, look at that. I woke up on the other side of the river. Ama lehu, Ravashi said, Arama kamris. What's the problem? Meaning, the Talmidim said to Ravashi, check this out. This guy put away garlic on top of a barrel. This guy slept on a boat to cross the river. Ravashi said, what's the problem? Harama b'derabanani. Right? Anytime you're going to do harama, it's mutter if it's a d'derabanan. And we know that a Talmud Chacham is not actually going to violate the Isur D'Oraisa, so we're not concerned that when he does a harama to get around a Din D'Rabbanan, we're not concerned that he's going to end up doing a Din D'Oraisa or doing the D'Rabbanan when he doesn't do a harama. Right? We're not concerned that it's going to lead to more Torah Halachos transgressions. Okay, new Mishnah. You're allowed to pour, if you have wine sediment that you need to disperse with, so you can pour wine into wherever it is. You can pour water into wherever these wine sediment is so that it kind of like disperses. Right? That's not considered borer, that's kind of just clearing out where the dregs are. And you can filter wine through sudar is a handkerchief or cloth, and kufa mitzris is a basket of like twigs. Okay, find like deca, like palm trees. Okay, the notion in basin of the sanes shachardal, you can put a raw egg through a strainer usually used for mustard seeds. Ta'osin imulin the Shabbos, you can make this in imulin on Shabbos. We'll talk about what that is. Rabbi Yehuda Omer v'Shabbos Bakos, you can only make a cupful of it on Shabbos. B'yantav Balagin, on Yantav you can make a bottle. B'kamoi b'chavos, b'chalamoi you can make even a barrel. We'll talk about why that is. Rabbi Tzadik Omer, akol v'fiya orchen, no, it says anything, it goes according to the amount of guests that they're having. If you're having a lot of guests, so you can make a lot of it. Okay, in the Gemara we'll talk about exactly what that is. I don't think we'll do it today. Yeah, it's on Kuf Mem. All right. Let's go a little weiter to the end, a little further to the end of the daf. Tomorrow's daf is a bit longer. Amar Ziri said, "Nosin Adam Yain Sol Lamayim Tulu Mitoch Hamishmeres B'Shabbos Meino Choshesh." Again, you can put Yain Solu, which is very very diluted wine, and clear wine, Mayim Tulu, also water that is clear and diluted, through a strainer on Shabbos. Right, there's no problem. Right, again, the issue is if you drink it normally, so straining it doesn't do anything. So therefore, the straining, there's no din, there's no borer, there's no meraki, there's nothing, because you don't need to strain it. I remember that when I was in YU, so there was a whole hawk about whether there were bugs in the water. So we started putting filters on our water, on our taps. The question was if you could use it on Shabbos, because if you're machpid not to drink the water with the bugs and you needed to strain it out, so it could be that those filters were also used on Shabbos because it was filtering out the bugs or the microscopic whatever it was. But if you would drink it straight up without it, so then it would be mutter. So I remember maybe you put it through a Brita or whatever. It was a whole hawk, I remember, when we were back in Yeshiva University. Okay, either way. So Ziri says if you're not accomplishing anything with a strainer, then it's mutter to use it. Avo achurin, but if you have wine that's literally means like dirty, but wine that needs to be strained, so then you cannot put it through a strainer. Nasri, hold on, I ask you a question. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Torid Adam Chavis Shoyayin, V'yino Ushmareha. A person can mix a wine, and the wine and the shmarim and the sediment and whatever, but also in Tocham Shemesh, which I was in a chosh, you can put it through a strainer, he doesn't have to worry. So apparently, that again, we said there is sediment in there, he has to stir it up, right? In the stomach, that's dirty wine, and you can put it through a strainer. So it's talking about Ziri, Ben Akita Shono. So yeah, so Ziri said that's only between the wine press. What does that mean? Agat is the wine press. What does that mean? So there, apparently, it was customary that people would drink dirty wine. So well, she says, "Kol yinos achurin v'shosin osam b'shmareha." Apparently, people would drink them with the sediments. So Ziri's point is actually proven that at that point, people would drink it even without the straining. So Lamaisa, you're not accomplishing anything when you strain it. So therefore, Ziri's halacha still holds up. The same as Hayai b'sudarin, you can again you can strain wine through cloth. As long as you don't make a mound. What is that? So Rashi says, Minasudar Bafia Kli, Inami Asi. As long as you don't pool the wine in one area, so that two reasons. Either it's because it's Udu Dechol, or because you may come to squeeze it out. You may come to Schita if the cloth gets really, really thick and saturated. Okay, a little further with Kizra Mitzris, with his basket full of palm tree leaves. So Amar Bechia Bar Ashim Arav. As long as the basket does not go tefach over the floor, again, you're straining it, so not really the floor, it's really the bottom of the kli. Again, you're straining it through the basket, so the basket can go higher than a tefach from the bottom of the kli, because that would be an ohel, according to Rav. Amarav hai paronka, if you have, again, a piece of cloth, over a barrel, apalgi the kula shari, putting on half of the barrel's mouth is mutter. Akula kula also, but put on over the entire barrel is also, because that again creates an ohel. Amar of Papa, Rav says, "Lo nihalak inish siniyasa the pume." A person shouldn't put straw and wood on the a pume the kuzna the chavisa over the mouth of the barrel. You should the next day can the shamaras because it looks like a strainer. Debera Papa Shafu Shikra Mimana Lamana. He would pour beer slowly. Rashi says, what's going on over here? Why would he pour beer slowly? Because when you pour the beer slowly, so the sediment, the leftovers, the hops, the yeast, I guess, at the bottom of the beer stays at the bottom of the can. You see that also in cans. For example, if you buy a can of Guinness, so usually, very often, you can shake it, and there's like you can hear almost the yeast that is settled at the bottom. So you pour it out slowly, you don't get the yeast. The yeast is bitter, so you want to make sure the bottom stuff stays by the bottom of the can. Either way, Rav Papa would pour it slowly, and that's not, again, it's not boring. Right? It's not straining. It's just leaving the rest behind in the can or the bottle. What about the drops that pour out? Again, you can't get it exactly, right? You're going to get some drops, right? Pouring out, that seems to be borer from whatever yeast or whatever is left at the back of the beer. So nitzotzos the beer, papa levashiri. So they said because Rav Papa didn't care about the nitzotzos, the drops, and beer. Fascinating that Rashi says, shechenveni matel shecher haya. Because Rav Papa was the beer guy. Papa made beer, so he didn't care about the little bit of drops that come out of the can. What is he? He's selling gallons and gallons and gallons of beer. What does he care about the little drops? So he wasn't makbid. Wasn't a big deal for him at all, and therefore it wasn't borer because he didn't care that he was separating the drops from the yeast. Okay, Shkolas Brother Rabosai, have a great, great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.